still through. Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've had my mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. If I repeat myself, it's 'cause I've nothing else to do.
Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says he doesn't expect any major new COVID restrictions to be recommended this week. NPHET is due to meet tomorrow to discuss the situation. We'll hear from the general manager of the Letterkenny University Hospital, visiting suspended yesterday. The situation, we're told, being reviewed on a daily basis. 7,133 new coronavirus cases reported this evening in Northern Ireland, and confirmation that from now, people who get positive antigen lateral flow tests will no longer need a PCR test to confirm the result. And the economy minister says that the economy is recovering faster than expected. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the Taoiseach, who says he doesn't expect any major new COVID restrictions to be recommended this week. NPHET is to meet tomorrow and will consider if further measures are needed to deal with the Omicron strain of the virus. Hospital numbers were at their highest level since last February, with 928 patients being treated, 60 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital. Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the restrictions already in place are working.
It seems that the overall picture right now is that the current set of restrictions that have been in place are effective. It remains to be seen whether public health wish to advise any further in relation to that. But the indications are that it will be steady as she goes.
And that was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who was speaking earlier today to journalists. Well, at Letterkenny University Hospital, visiting was suspended yesterday. That'll remain the case for a week, with the situation being reviewed on a daily basis. The general manager of the hospital, Sean Murphy, confirming today that that is the case. Sean Murphy told Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show today that almost 300 staff members are currently off work as a result of COVID-19. Visiting at the hospital suspended, as we said. He says the hospital was already under pressure and the situation has now been further exacerbated as a result of the pandemic.
There's several factors that are driving the increase. So if I park COVID for a moment, we would have spoken back in November where I would have highlighted the fact that this year we've seen much higher numbers of patients attending the emergency department generally than compared with even pre-COVID in 2019. And that pattern hasn't changed. So there's a lot of very ill people in our community that need medical care and medical attention. That's now been exacerbated by the fact that there's a lot of patients becoming ill with COVID. As I said before, the fact that we need to stream the patients between COVID and non-COVID streams makes the assessment and treatment of patients all the more complicated, because we're having to work two parallel systems side by side. In context, as about a third of the patients, maybe 40% of the patients that presented to hospital in the last 24 hours, and that's been pretty much standard pattern, are COVID or respiratory symptomatic that are potentially COVID. And again, a number of those patients either come in with positive COVID tests or either PCR tests or antigen tests.
And that was Sean Murphy, the chief executive of Letterkenny University Hospital. Well, 7,103 new coronavirus cases were reported north of the border in the past 24 hours. There have been an additional 3 COVID-related deaths, 403 patients being treated in hospital for the disease, 32 of them in ICU. From today, meanwhile, people in Northern Ireland who get a positive lateral flow or antigen test will no longer need a PCR to confirm that result. They're being asked to report the positive test result immediately. A number of Donegal schools are already without a high number of teachers before they reopen tomorrow due to the spread of COVID-19. Absences in schools across the county and the country are expected to increase drastically by the end of the week. The Education Minister admits the reopening of schools tomorrow will not be without challenge, but Norma Foley has given the go-ahead for schools to reopen following a meeting between the teaching unions and the Department of Education yesterday. Further talks have been taking place today to outline operational guidance. Well, Joanne Irwin is Assistant General Secretary of the TUI. She told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that the majority of teachers are apprehensive about returning to work tomorrow.
Everybody now really has a family member who has it, which never was the case before. You knew somebody who knew somebody who may have it. Now there are families that are completely locked down over Christmas, and families who chose to, who made the decision not to mix because they wanted schools to reopen. Those who have been protecting themselves and their families over Christmas and are now very, very apprehensive. We have members who contacted us yesterday, very concerned. They're medically vulnerable themselves. They live with family members who are medically vulnerable. They haven't left their homes over Christmas for fear of it. I mean, the figures we're getting on a daily basis, on a personal view, isn't half of what's out there, because I was one of those people who was sitting at midnight trying to get a PCR test in Letterkenny for 4 days in a row before I could get one. Mm-hmm. And then we also had members who, for example, had the single shot vaccine, who had to wait really until last week to get the booster because they were in the age category of 18 to 39. So members are apprehensive. But I have to say, there are also members who are contacting us with very polarized views. There are some who absolutely want to go back, not under any measures. They obviously want the mitigation measures. And there are those who don't want to go back.
Well, also today, the deputy principal of a primary school in Donegal told Greg that many of the supports teachers were promised have not been forthcoming, and said they haven't been able to get the help and advice that they need.
It's the negativity that came with this and the lack of support. I can tell you that last year, when so many of the services were unavailable to us because, well, they weren't doing face-to-face counselling sessions, or let's say speech and language sessions or OT sessions, teachers were plugging those gaps, and it was tough going. Mm. We did it. It wasn't easy. But a lot of the departments and bodies we tried to make contact with were unavailable to us. And that is still the case. Like, I know that before Christmas, several times trying to get advice from public health authorities, etc., there was no one at the end of the line, Greg. Mm. You know, and we were left adrift and left to our own devices. And that needs to be acknowledged, and that needs to be said. I also think that under the Department of Education, there are so many smaller departments, quangles we call them, that are related to them, the department, and so many of them were not actually operational during that period of time. Why can't those people be seconded out to schools to help us in sub-crisis? What is the issue? Like, surely to God, there's a case there for people being redeployed to help schools in this current crisis.
The requirement for passengers to have a negative COVID test to enter the country is to be scrapped. Cabinet ministers have agreed to lift the measure, which came into effect in December. Meanwhile, the failure of digital COVID certs to reflect the receipt of booster jabs is creating major problems, as Casey O'Riordan now reports.
The measure was brought in to slow the importation of Omicron, but as the variant now accounts for 95% of cases here, the measure is being lifted. Meanwhile, Irish passengers face another potential headache. Their digital COVID certs still aren't capable of reflecting their booster status. Travel and aviation journalist Owen Corrie says it's going to start causing problems for holidaymakers heading to destinations such as France.
They will start looking for evidence that you've had a booster. And that means that people getting into major attractions and Euro Disney are going to have problems if it's not uploaded to our digital cert.
From February 1st, digital COVID certs will only be considered valid for 9 months after becoming fully vaccinated. John, who's a frontline worker and was fully vaccinated early last year, is worried he'll have to cancel a family holiday because his COVID cert doesn't show he's boosted and thus will appear to be out of date.
The updated COVID certs, because we've been jabbed, the booster jab, we won't be allowed to go into Italy. We won't be allowed to get into a restaurant. We won't be allowed to do anything with our children. We actually technically can't go now.
The Department of Health says work is underway to update the certs, and it will be completed early in the new year.
Just some news, which is breaking. The Health Protection Surveillance Centre has this evening confirmed 17,656 new cases of COVID-19 in the Republic. As we heard earlier, as of 8 this morning, 928 COVID-19 patients were in hospital across the country, 60 in Letterkenny. Nationally, 94 of those patients in intensive care units. Other news now, and the Department of Finance has recorded the highest ever tax take of 68.4 billion euro, pushing the Exchequer deficit down to 7.3 billion. According to the latest Exchequer figures, tax receipts were up almost 20% on 2020. Spending for 2021 amounted to 87.5 billion. That was 1.7 billion below budget expectations. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the economy has recovered very quickly.
We are now borrowing less than we were last year. We're borrowing less than we expected we would be borrowing on budget day. And this is happening because we are seeing a domestic economy that has recovered quickly, despite the many challenges that we have had with public health, due to the very hard work of all who were involved in that economy, combined with the economic supports that we had in place.
Home STI testing has been extended to Donegal. Anyone aged 17 and over with an address in the county can now order an STI test online. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
By ordering a free kit online, people can complete the samples, return them by free post, and have results quickly and discreetly returned to them by text message or phone call. Online services can help lower some of the barriers which people may face, including travelling to a clinic, taking time off work to attend an appointment, concerns about discretion and anxiety waiting for results. The service is available for people who don't have symptoms. Two sexual health clinics currently operate in the northwest, in Letterkenny and Sligo University Hospitals. New patients are currently being seen by appointment only on Thursday evenings in Letterkenny and on Tuesday evenings in Sligo. For more information, go to sh24.ie.
And there's more information and links on our website, highlandradio.com.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening to Washington County.
Thanks, Donal. We start with local soccer. Finn Harps have announced the signing of Connor Tourish ahead of the 2022 campaign. The 26-year-old defender joins the club from Ulster Senior League outfit Letterkenny Rovers, having previously played with Institute in 2019 before the season was cut short due to the pandemic. Tourish told the Finn Harps club media that it was a no-brainer when Ollie gave him a call. He says, as a local lad, I'm excited to be a Finn Harps player and hopefully the club will have a strong season. The EFL say they reluctantly postponed tomorrow night's Carabao Cup semi-final first leg meeting of Arsenal and Liverpool. It follows a COVID outbreak at Liverpool, which has forced the closure of their training base. The order of the two legs has been switched, with Anfield now hosting the first leg next Thursday and the second leg at the Emirates 7 days later. Well, Tottenham boss Antonio Conte says his side has plenty of improving to do before they can dream of winning their first trophy since 2008. He takes them to Stamford Bridge to play his former employers Chelsea in tonight's first leg of the first Carabao Cup semi-final. Conte says their opponents are at a level his players need to reach.
They won last season Champions League. I think that we have a lot of space for improvement. To become a team that can have the aspiration to win.
Arsenal have been charged by the Football Association with failure to control their players following Saturday's Premier League defeat to Manchester City. It relates to an incident in the 59th minute of the match when defender Gabriel was sent off. Republic of Ireland under 21 captain Conor Coventry has had his loan at Peterborough ended by his parent club West Ham. The midfielder made 12 appearances during a spell at the Championship club. Coventry is contracted to the Hammers until 2023. In Gaelic games, Donegal start their Dr McKenna Cup campaign on Friday night against Down at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. We'll have full live match commentary from that game on our website, highlandradio.com, from the 7:30 throw-in. Declan Boner will take his side into unknown territory the following Saturday, the 15th of January, for their second game in the competition. That match with Antrim has been fixed for Roger Casement's GAC and Port Glenone in Ballymena. Well, Saturday's O'Byrne Cup match between Wicklow and Meath has been postponed and is unlikely to be refixed. The Garden County has been hit by injuries and members of their panel being deemed COVID close contacts. It follows the McGrath Cup clash between Clare and Waterford being called off last weekend. And former AFL player Stephen Ockenbar will play his first senior match for Kerry when Jack O'Connor's side take on Limerick this evening. The Australian Prime Minister insists world tennis number one Novak Djokovic will receive no special treatment to enter the country. He has been provided with an exemption, allowing him to participate in the Australian Open, despite failing to disclose his vaccination status. It's provoked an angry response down under. Scott Morrison says he'll have to prove there's a medical reason if he hasn't been jabbed.
We await his presentation and what evidence he provides to support that. If that evidence is insufficient, then he won't be treated any different to anyone else, and he'll be on the next plane home.
Finally, rugby Joey Carberry is among a number of Munster players who have signed new two-year deals with the province. Fellow Ireland internationals Chris Farrell and Jan Klein have also agreed to remain until at least 2024. Joining them are Liam Combs, Jack O'Sullivan and Academy player Axel Kendalley. And that's your sports this Wednesday here on Highland. We'll have more as usual tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A Donegal councillor says he'll be urging the authority to liaise with the HSC and others to assess how the fire service in the county can assist the ambulance service. Yesterday, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said he'd been told by the National Ambulance Service that it would welcome backup from the fire service, particularly in cases of cardiac issues. In November, Councillor Michael McLafferty asked the council to explore such an option, but officials pointed out that the service is not resourced to provide medical backup and to do so could compromise its core functions. Well, Councillor McLafferty has confirmed he'll be raising the issue again. He says the council, the HSC and government should work together to address the resources issue.
In fairness, although the reply I got was less than positive, they did leave room for talking about it again. Welcome very much what Deputy Paddy McLaughlin's achieved there at the minute now. We're getting a positive response itself, at least from the ambulance crew itself. This is going to have to go back to the council now again to try and get resources and so on. And then there's something that I will be looking to bring back to the table now again as soon as possible.
The key word there is resources, because, I mean, Gary Martin made it quite clear that the council is resourced to provide first aid training for fire crews that will be used to assist colleagues who are injured. In his view, it was never envisaged as backup for the ambulance service. Presumably, if they are to back up the ambulance service, there'll be extra resources, extra training and extra money required.
All that is true, Donald. Yes, all those comments you make there, the extra resources, extra training, yes, definitely. But at the end, we cannot put a price or value on somebody's life. This is a go in other counties. It's a go in Cork there, for example. It's not a precedent for Donegal. When other counties have it, we should have it as well. We need it.
The other issue, Michael, of course, is that much of the fire service in Donegal is a volunteer service run on a voluntary basis. In Cork and in major cities, you're going to have a full-time fire service. That's not always going to be the case in Donegal, and that just adds another layer of potential complication to this.
Complication, yes, Donal, you're right. But at the same time, these complications, if there's a wall, there's a way, I believe, always. And if between Donegal County Council getting the fire service in line and the HSE and ambulance service and everything else, all this getting agreed upon, I believe all these obstacles can be overcome. People need to go back to the drawing board at the top table and see how best to work this out.
Councillor Michael McLafferty there. And finally, Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee has this afternoon approved an extension of the city cemetery in Derry City. The council has completed the acquisition of lands for a new cemetery in the city side because the existing cemetery is reaching full capacity. Well, Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy has praised the work that's been done in the city cemetery in recent years by the council. He says it's vital that everyone continue to work together to ensure that the expansion is handled in a proper and sensitive way.
We're delighted to see the acquisition of this land along the Letterkenny Road. It's part of a process of expansion in the city cemetery over the last number of years, particularly along the Lomore Road end, which has resulted in the increase of burial sites. This is part of a planning process, not just for the next few years, but for the next 20 and 30 years. And it's very important that we forward plan for this site. So we're very pleased to see this and to work very closely with the City Council as this progresses.
Important from your point of view as well that people in the city whose loved ones are in the city cemetery already, who will at some point in the future be using it, that they make their views known now and that they contribute to this process.
It is certainly. I think that this is a very sensitive issue, and I commend the council staff for their work to help keep the land currently in the city cemetery and for the compassionate services with which they provide I think it's imperative that people's views are heard and that people are kept informed of the plans as this project moves forward.
And that was Padraig De Largey there. The whole country will be under a yellow snow and ice warning from tomorrow afternoon. Met Éireann has issued the alert for 4 o'clock tomorrow until 11 a.m. on Friday. Scattered showers of snow, hail and sleet are on the way with hazardous conditions expected. Some isolated thunderstorms also possible tomorrow. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council says its gritters are already operational this evening and all roads on the gridding schedule are being treated tonight and into tomorrow morning. And just to confirm the weather forecast from Met Éireann, cold and mostly dry this evening with clear spells, frost setting in quickly after dark in light and variable winds. It'll be a cold start tonight with temperatures dipping between 0 and minus 3 degrees Celsius. Widespread frost and some ice patches developing. The frost and ice will clear later as cloud increases and rain pushes in. The rain will turn to sleet or snow over higher ground for a time. Southerly winds freshening as the night progresses, becoming strong in coastal areas by dawn. Wet and windy to begin with tomorrow, with rain pushing eastwards right across the region during the morning. That rain will be followed by sunny spells and blustery showers, some heavy with hail and isolated thunderstorms. The showers increasingly turning to sleet later, with snow likely in places by evening. High of temperatures tomorrow, 5 to 8 degrees Celsius in the late morning, turning much colder in the afternoon. Southwest to westerly winds, fresh to strong and gusty, bringing the risk of some coastal flooding in West Donegal, particularly tomorrow morning. News in brief, and the Taoiseach says he doesn't expect any major new COVID restrictions to be recommended this week. NPHET will meet tomorrow to consider if further measures are needed to deal with the Omicron variant. The General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says the facility has been under significant pressure since Christmas. Almost 300 staff members are currently off work as a result of COVID-19. 7,133 new COVID cases confirmed north of the border this evening, and people now told that if they get a positive antigen lateral flow test, they no longer need to have a PCR test to accompany that. Meanwhile, in the Republic, 17,656 new cases confirmed today. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 5th of January. The death has taken place of Dorothy Jane Dot McMahon, Victoria Road, Mahara Mason. A funeral service will take place on Friday at 12 noon in Mahara Mason Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Milford Presbyterian Church Burial Ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Lupus UK, the Heart Foundation or Cancer Research. All inquiries, please, to Adair and Neely Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Joan Kennedy, née Mullen, 37 Glebe Gardens, Sion Mills. Funeral from her home on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Josephine McGrenra, Kilmore, Church Hill. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendone, followed by interment in Garton Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Wake private to family, neighbours and friends. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Stroke Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Roger, née Sweeney, Glenties and Fintan. Removal from her home on Friday to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private to family and close friends. A funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Flowers welcome, or donations if desired, to the Glenties Daycare Centre, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of James Breslin, Carrick McQuigley, Redcastle. James's remains are reposing at the home of his son James and daughter-in-law Tina, Carrick McQuigley. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on MCN Media. The death has taken place of Maureen McGroarty, St. Finian's Park, Mofill. Maureen's remains will repose at her daughter Gráinne's home in Ballinally, Mofill. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon, with family only on the morning of the funeral, please. Maureen's funeral mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary Boyle, née Doherty, Ard Connell Ardra, and formerly of Altnagapel Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for funeral mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Charlie Bennett Memorial Fund, care of Seamus Shovlin and Sons funeral directors. The death has occurred of Teresa Crilly, née Quinn, 5 Ahaloha Road, Kaleeter, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Saturday morning at 11 in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The house is private to immediate family and close friends. The death has taken place of Seamus Doherty, Dobbs, 25 Castle Park, Buncrana. Removal from his residence on Friday afternoon at 1:20, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. Funeral service can be viewed at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cashel na Gor, care of any family member. The tragic death has occurred of Dara Conlon, Leigh Garrow, Aranmore Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence, which is strictly private to family, close friends and school friends, please. Funeral will take place on Friday morning in St. Cronus Church, Aranmore Island at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Donal Basil Shields, Carrickatascan, Derry Beg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 8 with house private afterwards. House private, please, to family, neighbours and close friends. Funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Derry Beg, tomorrow morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of James O'Donnell, Middle Door, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 8. House private after the rosary until 11 a.m. House private, please, to family, neighbours and close friends. Funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Derry Beg, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Sean McGoldrick, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny, and formerly of Monaghanry, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his late home, Wake Private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Patrick's Church Crossroads, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on the St. Patrick's Crossroads Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.